Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled, Walking on the Path Arranged by Master Li is the Safest, by a practitioner in China.
Minghui Fahui, Walking on the Path Arranged by Master Li is the Safest, by a practitioner in China. Greetings, esteemed and benevolent master and fellow practitioners. I am a 63-year-old retired auditing cadre who came across Falun Dafa in 1996. I have been trying for years, but just couldn't think of what to write because there is so much that should be recorded. I now realize that it is most important to participate in this experience-sharing conference. Master said, quote, Fa rectification is utterly solemn. When you first took up cultivation, Master at that time did for you everything that should have been done. Now it's up to you to battle through tests with righteous thoughts. Master can help you when your righteous thoughts are sufficient. But when your righteous thoughts are lacking and you can't meet the standard, if Master were to do something, things as major as I just described would be involved. Thus, once the cultivation path of a Dafa disciple has been arranged, basically nobody can just rashly change it. And no one, good or bad, can do anything to you. Even when someone wants to give you something special and good, he isn't able to add it in. And if someone wants to give you something special that was not part of what you originally had in your cultivation, or if someone wants to go overboard persecuting you, they won't be able to. Exceptions only come about when you yourself do poorly. End quote. Teaching the Fa in the city of Los Angeles. After reading the above passage, I came to understand that practitioners should walk on the path arranged by Master. Therefore, I eliminated many attachments that had to do with doing the three things. My righteous thoughts are from within the Fa, but I am aware that it is Master who has given us the ability to do what we are supposed to do. Saving a depraved police officer. 2 years ago, several practitioners were illegally arrested. The main instigator of the persecution was a very depraved police officer. He was mentioned frequently in truth clarification materials. I wondered, what should I do to stop him from doing evil things? I thought that he might not be aware that he was committing great sins and that he may believe that he was doing a great job. I considered clarifying the truth about Falun Dafa to him to keep him from continuing to harm practitioners. It was difficult to find an opportunity to face this officer. One day, when I was printing truth clarification materials at home, four people from the 610 office showed up. The leader was that particular policeman. I was a little nervous, but realized that Master sent him to my house to be saved. I felt the great mercy of Master, who wanted to save such an evil person. Master does everything for his disciples. I began to tell these people the facts about Falun Dafa, that it was good, and how I had benefited from it. I said such things as, I was about to die. Dafa gave me a second life. Dafa practitioners are all good people, and what they are doing is saving people. They listened and asked questions. They basically understood what I said. The police officer asked me whether I would go on practicing, and I said, Of course I will. How can I not continue practicing such a good cultivation practice? He said, If this is true, you can practice at home. Don't go outside and post those flyers. Nobody will interfere with you then. I told them all that the things practitioners are doing are to save people. The disasters really exist, and if we don't tell people, no one will know. What if a catastrophe comes? I talked for an hour. They did not arrest me. I knew that Master was protecting me. I became careless after this experience. As soon as I relaxed my righteous thoughts, my own notions took over. This allowed those people to have evil thoughts. They said they were going to confiscate my computer. At that moment, that police officer vomited. He was talking gibberish, and we were all baffled. I realized that this was karmic retribution. I later remembered that Master said, quote, "That's why I say that there are certain things that you can do, and you're not a cultivator if you don't do the things within your power. But whatever you can't do, Dafa will certainly do those things for you, and Master definitely has ways to do them." End quote. Quote, "In other words, you must cultivate the part that you are supposed to cultivate. As for the things that you can't cultivate and can't detect or recognize or take care of, even if you could recognize them, Master will take care of them. Of course, it doesn't mean that when you see attachments that you can't get rid of, you can use the excuse of, 'I can't do anything about that,' and thereby shrug off your responsibility. That won't do. What I am talking about is, when it comes to the structures of your being and your way of thinking, things that you can't detect at all and can't take care of, Master will definitely take care of those things." End quote. Teaching the Fa at the 2004 International Fa Conference in New York. I realized that he had been punished for his bad deed. The police officer also suddenly believed that immediate retribution truly exists, and he had met with something that kept him from doing a bad deed. Then they all left. Master saved him. I believe that he turned a new page and will no longer harm practitioners. Despite having committed harm, he could be saved by Master. He is so lucky. Walking on the path arranged by Master is the safest. Late last year, a new official was assigned to the Political and Legal Affairs Committee in our city. Her first act was to make an announcement on television telling everyone to sign the commitment card, promising not to practice Falun Dafa within 3 months. I recalled that Master asked us to clarify the facts about Falun Dafa wherever there is a problem. This new official wouldn't have made that announcement if she knew the facts. I had to tell her, but I was not confident enough. I remembered an article in the Mingwei Weekly stating that one practitioner was illegally arrested and another practitioner went to the Political and Legal Affairs Committee and disappeared. Then, in a dream, I saw a large blank area in front of me. There were obstacles, but it was very dim. After I woke up, I realized that it was Master showing me that the place where I needed to go seemed neither good nor pure, but there were no obstacles. It was nothing. I learned that the Political and Legal Affairs Committee was in the government building. Someone had told me that it was a very evil place and suggested that I not go there. I didn't listen to anyone else. Walking on the path arranged by Master is the safest. After I decided to go, I studied the Fa more, sent forth righteous thoughts, and prepared for the meeting. I did not meet the official until my second visit. However, my time wasn't wasted, as I persuaded 5 security guards at the gate to quit the Chinese Communist Party. It was easy. They understood and agreed once I told them the facts. The process of the Fa rectification has progressed to this point, and the evil is shrinking. I also know that Master is by my side. When I saw the director of the 610 office, I felt I was meeting a ghost. The eyes behind the glasses were rectangular. Her eyes did not have the white part, and her eyelids were folded. After she asked for my name, she said, "What are you here for?" I said, "I have some thoughts about your announcement on television. You'd better not do that. You will do harm to people if you insist on telling people to sign the card. It is wrong." She was surprised and did not say a word. I told her, "Everything people eat nowadays is poisonous. People have diseases that cannot be cured. I had a stroke, and all the complications occurred at the same time. Even the hospital did not want to keep me. Falun Gong saved my life. If there was no persecution of Falun Gong, everyone could practice it and stay healthy." Then she became serious and stopped eating. She lowered her head. Her attitude changed, and she asked, "So you will continue to practice?" I replied, "Of course I will. Who would give up such a good practice?" She said, "If so, you better practice at home. We will not interfere with you." Don't persuade anyone else. I promise you won't get in trouble. I told her that practitioners are saving people and not participating in politics. I just want to save the innocent people that are members of the CCP. She understood. All the people in that office felt the mercy of DAFA and felt the kindness of people who practiced truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. They had a better understanding of Fallen DAFA and its practitioners. I had talked for about an hour. As I left, they said goodbye. Even the director had changed and now had a warm smile on her face, and her eyes were round. She also said, "Thank you. Thanks a lot. Let me walk you out." This experience taught me that it is safe, right, and effective to walk on the path arranged by Master. People in uniform need to be saved as well. Master said, quote, "I want to lead you to success. Only when you need things in certain regards do I tell you to go and do them," end quote, teaching the FA at the 2003 Atlanta FA Conference. Quote, "But even so, it's actually because the old forces insist on testing DAFA disciple Xinqing that they've done this. That's definitely the case. If it weren't, this definitely wouldn't have happened. The best way to deal with this situation is for DAFA disciples to walk their paths righteously, to try their best not to let the evil or the old forces take advantage of their gaps, and to solidify their righteous thoughts. The old forces don't dare to oppose our clarifying the truth or saving sentient beings. What's key is to not let them take advantage of the gaps in your state of mind when you do things," end quote, teaching the FA at the 2002 FA Conference in Boston. One day I saw a police officer three times. He was in casual wear. However, I missed the chance due to my unrighteous thoughts. I looked within and found that I was not treating myself as a practitioner, and I did not trust 100% in the FA and Master. I doubted that he was monitoring me. I later realized that Master wanted me to save this police officer, but because of fear, I had missed the opportunity, and I was very regretful. I must make up for that. Many people in uniform commit crimes against DAFA and practitioners, and they are difficult to save. Therefore, I should pay attention to them and clarify the facts about Fallen DAFA to them. Master saw my wish and arranged opportunities for me. I first talked to security guards. Then I talked to individual police officers, then to groups of two or three policemen, and then to law enforcement vehicle and patrol wagon officers. I also went to the courthouse, Public Security Bureau, and police station. I successfully persuaded many people in uniform to quit the party. One time when I clarified the truth to a security guard, he said, "I am wearing a uniform. How dare you talk about that to me?" I said, "It's because you are wearing a uniform that I want to clarify the truth to you. Because you are wearing a uniform, it is difficult for you to learn the truth and difficult for you to separate yourself from the evil." Eventually, he accepted the facts about Fallen DAFA and quit the CCP and its affiliates. Another time, there were three policemen on duty. I felt that they were sent by Master to hear the truth about Fallen DAFA. I said to them, "It is that human beings will face a big disaster soon. As we all know, it comes for the CCP. If you have ever joined any CCP organization, you can just have a thought in your mind. I don't want to be part of any evil organization. Then you will be blessed. God will know if you keep that in mind." Another time, I saw the light shining on a patrol wagon. I thought, "Hasn't Master arranged this?" When I took a closer look, I saw another law enforcement vehicle. I had to be wise. I decided not to face the law enforcement vehicle first. Otherwise, the police would interfere, in which case it would be difficult to achieve my goal. I went directly to the patrol wagon. There were three police officers in the car. It seemed that the one sitting in the passenger seat was the leader, so I said to him, "Nowadays there are so many disasters. Do you all want to be safe?" They said in a hurry, "We won't listen to this. Please go away." Then one police officer asked, "What's your belief?" I replied, "Falun Gong. I believe in Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners are all good people. One of them said, "Please go away. If not, we will arrest you." I said, "Why should I go if I'm not clarifying everything clearly to you?" "Yes, I don't want to be arrested, but you won't do that, will you?" I continued, "I am thinking of you. Please listen to me, or it will be too late. Have you all heard of the Hidden Character Stone? Disaster is coming, but the CCP won't let you know about it." The leader in the passenger seat said, Okay, I will quit. Auntie, please leave." I said, "I don't know whether you will be kind or bad. It's hard to say if some of you might arrest me. But how can you all know if I don't tell you the truth? I do this all for your own good." The officer in the driver's seat said, "For my own good? That's great. Okay." Then he lowered his head. The one sitting on the passenger side got out of the car and said, "Auntie, please go home. We all know Falun Gong is good. You can practice at home. No one will interfere with you. Please go home. Be careful." He sent me away. I felt that this person didn't want to listen to me that night. After a few months of saving sentient beings, I realized that it is truly important to save people with a merciful heart. No matter how evil the person is, he won't be vicious if he feels that you are talking to him with a pure heart. Even if he doesn't understand or accept your opinion, you don't need to be scared, as you won't be persecuted. Master asks us to go out and do the three things and fa rectification. We must do the three things well, instead of being an underground worker. Master said, quote, "If you are without the goodness, Shan, that a Dafa disciple has, then you are not a cultivator. If a Dafa disciple cannot validate the fa, then he is not a Dafa disciple. While exposing the evil, you are also saving all sentient beings and consummating your own paradises." End quote. The Dignity of Dafa, from Essentials for Further Advancement, 2. I have studied the fa for more than 10 years. I can no longer be an everyday person. Fellow practitioners, let us show the fa principles to the world and rectify and affirm the fa.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.